Oh my gosh, we're so excited, Paul, to have these amazing people with us today.
It's incredible, actually. I can't remember a time when we've all been together at one given period.
I know, it's incredible. We have our whole team here, so we love it.
And it's my first opportunity to really work with any of them directly, so who knows how this will go, but we certainly have a lot of information to share, so let's get rolling.
All right, sounds great.
WAM Safety. The WAM Safety Podcast with Wendy Jensen Nichols and Paul Thurber.
So Paul is joining us remotely, so we're excited that he's able to be on with us today. And we have Christy, who is a college professor, and her expertise has been in computer science division. So she's definitely an expert. So we're excited to talk to her today. And then we have Ethan, who also is an expert from Evotech, who is his own business owner and helps people with all of their technology issues. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, Wendy, I believe that Ethan, in addition to owning Evotech, is just a small tech company. I'm personally very familiar with those type of companies because, as you all would imagine, with all of the smaller businesses that are popping up, cybersecurity and technology are really the way of the future. So it's companies like Ethan's that are able to help others do the right thing. And after all, that's what we're all about.
Absolutely, because that's so critical, especially nowadays. So that's why we thought this would be so important to discuss some great ways to protect ourselves and our kids and our entire families.
Hey, Wendy, you know, it's so funny. You were just introducing everybody as all these experts. What in the world are we doing with this group of people?
I know. Why are we here? I don't know how that happened.
Okay. Well, I certainly am glad we surround ourselves with folks better than ourselves.
So true.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, I love it. And it's true. That's why we brought on these incredible experts, so that we can all learn and protect ourselves and our family. Because unfortunately, this is a billion-dollar industry that these individuals are taking from us every day.
And I just want to say one more word about the professor among us. There's no more admirable trait in my world than a teacher, and the responsibility that a person has in any form of education it just gets an A-OK in my book.
Well, thank you.
Yes, she is seriously such a special, amazing, incredible woman, mother. And we're honored to have her and Ethan with us today. So thanks again, you two.
Glad to be here.
Very happy to be here. Thank you.
You bet. So with that, Christy, I'll turn it over to you to help us give us some ideas of what we can do.
Thank you so much. Well, first of all, I started my own business as a freelancer in web development and design back in 2007. And so I've been around computers for close to 15 years plus growing up. And
by the way, I just have to say, she also created our WAMSafety.com. So she really is fantastic. So if anybody needs help, she's a great resource.
Thank you. But computers and technology has changed quite a bit, especially from the 90s. It's grown, it's advanced, and that also means for predators out there as well, and hackers. And I've seen a lot on both sides.
And that's a big issue nowadays.
It is.
Especially with predators, and especially to watch out for our kids, because that is something that we're all super concerned about. And so what can we do to help protect so that we know and can see what our kids are viewing and or who's contacting them?
That's an awesome question. First of all, just sitting down with our kids and having a conversation with them, letting them know what dangers are out there, as well as the benefits of using technology. But they have to be aware themselves of what's going on. So there's awesome applications you can use on the computer, like NetNanny, and you can block certain things from kids seeing. You can block certain times out for them to use the computer, as well as your cell phones.
So on NetNanny, so tell us a little more detail about that. So for example, like I had one of my cute bonus daughters, she happened to use my laptop. I happened to see that she was having a conversation with a 34-year-old man. She was only around 12, 13. seeing at the time. And we were shocked and concerned because of the fact, why is this 35 or 34 year old man reaching out to a young girl? You know, obviously we had that discussion, but how can we go in and track and see what's going on this net nanny? How does that work?
When you sign up for net nanny, you have the ability to set up like 3 to 5 computers within your house. And they could be kids' computers, and only one person has a password. So like a mom or a dad, they have the password and the login information to spy on their kids.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. Definitely.
You can block certain apps, like MSN Messenger was big in our day. And you can block that, right, with NetNanny. You can block certain websites, certain applications on the computer as well. So,
okay, that's great. And so how would you get it? Would you just be able to go online and you just download it? Does it cost like something per month?
There is a cost per month. And sometimes it just ranges by how many computers you want to set up. But you go in, you register, you make a username and password, and that's about it. And it's a very effective tool. And I've had it for years.
Oh, that's so great. And so I know you mentioned you have it for your kids. And so you're able to see like who they're talking to, like what they're looking at. You can read any conversations or see everything that they're doing on there. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay.
And it's also good to check out the history on your kids' computers, because by using that history, you can find out exactly what websites they're viewing, where they're going, and what they're seeing every single day. So check out the history.
Paul, would this be a great application for you and your cute kids that you still have at home?
Of course it is. And you know, I'm sitting here listening and I'm thinking that I'm not aware of these type apps that are available. And I can imagine there are a lot of parents out there, the ones that care enough to really be concerned about that, because our kids learn their websites from their friends. And so as a friend passes it to a friend, we as parents have very little influence on really what our kids are interested in. Even though we try to be the good example, we try to teach them in the ways that they should go, the reality is they're going to learn really what they want from their friends. And so it's our job to make certain that we're getting these type applications, these type resources more readily known to parents out there. So aside from NetNanny, what other ones are available? And how can we get a list together to provide the listeners with?
The best way I do it, do a little research, do a Google search, and say best applications for 2022 for protection, for child protection on the internet. And they have a list of 1 to 5 items for those best programs. And they have the ratings and where you can find those programs. And it is always a great thing to do a little research on those Google platforms.
I love that. That is an excellent idea. Like you said, Paul, we all need to share this information, because I know we used to make up back in the day to my girls that, oh yeah, we can read everything that's going on your cell phone or your computer. And we just, as moms, we're all just talking. So we really didn't have this incredible technology. So this is so fantastic that we're able to actually have this great resource to really support and help us. So that's exciting.
I just wanted to add that, you know, I find that my kids today are far smarter at these new technologies than I am, than my wife and I are. And so it's important that we up our game, if you will, as parents. You know, times are changing. We're trying to parent like we've always parented, and times are different. Those predators that you spoke of earlier are out there looking for people just like our children. It's critical that we take this message seriously and that we find some method, rather the Google search. You know, I think that's pretty simple, but I haven't thought to do it. And so I'm of the belief that there are other parents out there just kind of hoping it never happens to them. I thank you for taking the time to introduce us to this and other resources.
Absolutely. I have an 8-year-old son who loves to get on the computer or a tablet, and he is the smartest kid ever. He can do things on an Apple iPad that I can't even do yet. So it's like I have to protect this kid. But there's so many phone apps too that you can use. And one of mine is called Screen Time. And I can also block apps on my kids' phones and set a certain time saying they can use the phone from when and then have it turn off at a certain time at night when they're in bed. But we also have to have fast rules, like no cell phones in the bedroom, no computers in the bedroom. You stay in a public place where I can see you at all times. And when you're done, it comes back to me. And so we do have those rules. And my kids think I'm a bully, but that's what it takes to be a parent these days.
Definitely.
So. Yeah, and I can even add something to that. I had she's now 17, one of my adopted daughters, and we have a no electronics upstairs rule. When they go upstairs, whether it be to their bedroom or whether it be to the upstairs common area, they can't take their Apple Watch or their phones. They can't take any of their electronics upstairs. And then we found that she was making frequent trips to the kitchen at night. Like she'd say, I went downstairs to get a drink of water, and she would say, but I like the filtered water out of the refrigerator instead of drinking it out of my bathroom.
I love it.
And really, she wasn't worried about drinking water late at night. She would literally take frequent trips downstairs in the middle of the night to check her electronics.
Oh, exactly. They're so smart.
Yeah, and so they were finding ways around the system. So what you just introduced me to was the screen time. So if there are ways that I could turn their phone off or prevent them from doing things after hours, then that would be one of those things I think we as parents would say, hey, look, nothing good happens after midnight, or nothing good happens after 11 p.m. So there's no reason why these kids need to have full access to the internet after a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So for one, I'm going to be looking up those apps and those opportunities for me to better parent my children, for sure.
We'll definitely also put those on our resource guide under whamsafety.com so that you can also go there and find those resources really quickly. So we'll definitely include those because I think they're so important that, like you said, Paul, we all need to know those. And until somebody educates us on it, we're not aware that they're even available.
Well, another tactic we have, so all our laptops nowadays has video cameras, and school laptops that my kids get from their schools have them.
True.
And so I have to tell my kids, it's like, either you put a piece of tape over those cameras until you're done using your camera, then you turn it off completely. Because hackers get bored and they will hack into those computers on those laptops, which is another reason why we don't have computers in our bedrooms.
That's a great idea, because if you think about it, we do that at work. All of us do. We have a little sticky thing over our little camera, but we don't think about that for the kids. So that's a really important one, especially for those individuals that are trying to groom and take advantage of our youth.
Absolutely. That's how people get in trouble.
Exactly. So true. So that is excellent. And then I know you mentioned two more things. There's Life 360. That's a good tool that you can track your kids. And then also, Paul, you've had some experience with Life 360, right?
I actually have, and I can't talk very long without telling a funny joke. And I'll just tell you that this funny story, I was actually riding with a coworker, and I believe we were somewhere in Arkansas, and we were on an old interstate, and we were driving exceptionally fast. My colleague was driving, and I got a phone call from my oldest son, and he said, driving a little fast, aren't you, Dad? And he literally was tracking me on Life 360. And I didn't even know I could track him on Life 360. And so it just went to show me again at how my kids use this technology and these technologies far better than I do, or better than my wife does. And I said, oh, I'm not driving. And he said, well, tell whoever's driving to slow down because I need my dad to come home safe tonight. You know, and I've told him that a million times. So he flipped it on me.
That's so cute.
That Life 360 was able to tell him that I was riding in a car in excess of 80 miles per hour. And
you got busted.
And so I got caught. That's right.
Exactly.
I got, and that's worse than any ticket. Let me tell you, my son telling me to slow down because it's important to him was worse than any ticket I ever could have got.
Exactly. Yes. No, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that. One other question, Christy, is I know there's some applications also to track your kids when they're at school. I know there's a couple of different options there. Can you tell us really quickly about that by chance?
So there's one application the schools use to help us track our kids while they're online. It's called Book, B-A-O-K. And I see them all the time. I see what my kids are viewing at school. I also see what school assignments they're done with. So it goes both ways there. And that's number one for the schools.
That's awesome. And then also, what about when they're traveling to and from school to make sure maybe they're not sleeping like Paul would never do when he was a teenager? How do you track like that?
So there's many keychains you can buy just on Amazon that has these little trackers in them. And it sets up to your phone so you can see where your kids are going, where they're headed, and if they have an emergency that they can press a signal and get a hold of their parents right away.
That's awesome. I love that. So there's like bracelets, necklace, keychains, and you can also find them under our products under whamsafety.com. So definitely check that out so you can protect your kids. I know we're shortly here out of time, but what are some of the great resources, Ethan, that you can help all of us protect ourselves online and all of our kids?
Yeah, so a couple of the resources that I can kind of mention that goes along with what you've already been talking about. As far as things that help with kids and parental control type issues, something I'd look into, especially I believe Paul was talking about it with his kids earlier, trying to set time limits. Your router is a really good resource for helping your kids use technology safely. A lot of them come with parental controls that will let you turn off certain devices' access to internet at a certain time.
Ooh, I love that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and the trouble with that is phones get complicated when it comes to parental controls because they actually get two sources of internet. Your mobile carrier is the other one. So you need to make sure that your mobile carrier is turning off the internet at the same time. I'm not sure if all carriers are compatible with that. But if you could get both your mobile carrier and your router to turn off internet for those phones at a certain time, and even service, it might be possible to totally disable the phone for certain times of the night, even while it's on.
That's so great. And another thing you can do, I know one of my friends used to require all of her kids to come and put their phones in a basket in their room. So just like your cute daughter there, Paul, that was sneaking down to go get some water in the middle of the night, you know, it's in their bedroom, so they're not going to come in your room and try to sneak out the phone. Because they know they would be in big trouble.
And then one more thing that can help with helping kids with use the internet safely. So there's this thing, and it's kind of complicated going into it. It's called DNS.
Okay.
What it is it's essentially like a phone book for the internet. Whenever you type in a website, DNS is what is used to look up where you're going. If you can get to your router and change your DNS settings, there's actually some that at a network level for every device on your home network will filter out disturbing content or not child-friendly content. One of those that I'm going to list here, and I'll just give a small disclaimer, I'm not affiliated with any third parties, so use at your own risk and do your research before you implement it. But one of them I found is called OpenDNS Family Shield. So if you're able to switch your router's default DNS setting, which is what you'd be looking up a guide for,
okay,
for your router, and that's going to be different for almost every router, then you can almost filter a lot of that content at a network level for every device without going into every device separately or worrying about one of their friends bringing their own cell phone in that you can't control and things like that.
So. Wow, that's some great advice. Yes, thank you so much. And I know there's also there's an app out there that you can also use to help monitor movies that your kids are watching. Do you know a little bit about that, Christy?
I do. It's called VidAngel, and it is the best app ever. I used it. I actually went to junior high with the guys that developed it, and we were really close. So you would sign up, and it will take movies from Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and some Disney. And I'm not affiliated with these guys, I just know their work. But you can censor out language, you can censor out sexual scenes, anything you don't want your kids watching within a movie or a television program.
That's great. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Any other ideas, Ethan, that might be helpful for all of us parents to protect our kids?
So we could talk about this for hours. So it's such a huge subject. It's hard to name them all.
It's so true.
Well, maybe we'll have to come back and do another episode of this or something.
Definitely.
One of the biggest two that I can think of. First one I would say is when you create an admin account for your computer, don't have it be the ones that your kids get into. Most computers I see that families have set up, they log their kids in and those kids have full control to install anything they go to the internet and find.
Oh my gosh.
And it's so simple to make a separate admin login. And this is something I learned from my dad, because this is how all our computers were set up when we were young.
Because you got busted for sneaking and getting a laptop in the middle of the night.
we never did, because he had this set up. So make a login that has all the power, an administrator login for Windows computers, and it will be the only one that has power to install things. That means when you log your kids in, use a different one, and they cannot install anything without you seeing it first, approving it, and it solves a lot of problems. I would say almost 95% of the viruses I find around when I'm helping people with their computers are installed by the kids who are using the computers. Usually trying to play games.
Wow, that's good to know.
And then the second thing is just watch what they are installing. There's a lot of new social media and communication applications. One of the big ones right now is called Discord. It's where you can join multiple communities, and it has voice chat, it has text chat, it has private messages. And it can be pretty kid-friendly as long as it's only with their friends and you're monitoring it. But there's a whole lot of danger out there if they're using it the wrong way or joining the wrong servers or if people are reaching out to them on it. So that's just one of the examples for things to look out for.
So we definitely appreciate both of you guys sharing this incredible information with us to help protect all of our kids and grandkids. So thank you so much. We'll definitely have both of you guys back, because there's so much great information that we all can learn from. So thanks again, Ethan. Thanks again, Christy. You guys are fantastic. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
WAM Safety. The WAM Safety Podcast with Wendy Jensen Nichols and Paul Thurber.
WAM. WAMSafety.com. WAM.